Justin getting to a point where his play is, Russ's health is sort of immaterial, you're just staying with the guy where the team's...
There's a potential for that, but we're not there as I stand here today.
Is there anything Justin can do to prove it right now while Russ is injured?
Play well. Win. That's our business.
Will Graves from the Associated Press, Ashley Liotis from Channel 4, laying it out there for the coach. The question is it to the point now where Justin Fields is the quote-unquote hot hand? And if he's not, what else is there to prove that he is the hot hand? If you ask me, 3-1 after 3 out of 4 games on the road to start the season and having a completion percentage in the top 10 across the NFL is the hot hand at this point in the season. Because the way that I interpret that after listening to it today live in Tomlin's presser was that is the moment that Russell Wilson becomes healthy, the job automatically gets turned back over to him. Russell Wilson had pole position to start the season. Shoot, Russell Wilson had pole position the moment he signed with the Steelers, back when Kenny Pickett was still on the roster. Guess who has pole position now? The guy that's 3-1 and the guy that's been playing quarterback since week 1 in Atlanta. Had to get that off my chest before I said hello. So hello, Jack Hillgrove with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan tonight until 10:35, coming on the heels of the Alandon Roberts Show with Donnie Football and Steelers inside linebacker Alandon Roberts. If you want to listen back to that, you can using your Odyssey app. If not, stick with me until 10:35. Happy to have you alongside. Happy to be back. First time in a month on these airwaves, yours truly, coming at you. And the last time that I was on, I had to do my show from my bedroom at home because I was too sick to drive to our Green Tree Studios and do the show. Ended up with COVID at the beginning of September. So happy to be healthy, happy to be back in person, and happy to be back on the air with you tonight here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Happy to be back with Joel Nelson as well. Joel, how are you this evening? Happy to be with you.
Awesome, Jack. Doing well, and likewise, excited for a pretty big Tuesday night ahead.
Absolutely. We got playoff baseball to talk about, if you so choose. We've got a Pirates milestone to talk about as well. But of course, we're going to be talking about the Steelers 3-1 to start the 2024 NFL campaign. And the sights now turn to the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night football coming up this week at Acrisure Stadium. So again, one of the biggest issues I had today with Mike Tomlin in his press conference was not admitting that Justin Fields is the hot hand. And I go back to last year. And I go back to last year with the Mason Rudolph and Kenny Pickett debacle for the Steelers at quarterback. I mean, the Steelers were coming off of 3 horrible losses in which Mitch Trubisky saw a bulk of the action, right? Against Indianapolis, another loss to Indy. And I think it's to the point now where Shane Steichen is just Mike Tomlin's kryptonite. 30-13 loss last year, Steelers start rough and then can't rebound this past week on Sunday. Indy, New England, Arizona, the 3 losses last year. So insert Mason Rudolph. Puts up 30 points against the Bengals. All right. Goes to Seattle. 18-24. That's a 67% completion percentage. Against Cincinnati, he was 17-27. Which, quick math, that's 63%. And then the Baltimore game at the end of the season, Rudolph threw for 152 yards and was 18-20, which was pretty darn good. So the completion percentage for Mason Rudolph and the completion percentage for Justin Fields in those games a year ago relatively similar. Rudolph's 74.3% after the playoff loss in Buffalo. Justin Fields is hovering right around 70%, but that's top 10 in the National Football League. The other thing you look at it too, Fields 830 passing yards through the first 4 weeks of the season. Right now that ranks 18th in the National Football League. And I know it's only four games into the season, and this comparison might be a little bit off base, but if you ask me right now, I think it's relevant. So Fields ranking 18th right now in total passing yards in the NFL. The last time anybody was that high in the National Football League in passing yardage was Ben in his last year. Pickett as a rookie, and granted, you know, first four games were Trubisky in 22, but Pickett as a rookie was 24th in the league in passing when it was all said and done, and then I believe 22nd or 23rd a year ago. Translation, Justin Fields is the best quarterback play the Steelers have had in the last several years, and I don't think that is up for any debate. You watch what the guy's been able to do, and there have been blunders. Yeah, I was listening to Andrew and Chris earlier, and a caller called in and talked about, you know, scrambling backwards and taking a big sack and field goal and moving them further out of field goal range. That's a problem. The snap issue might have been more so on Fields than it was Zach Frazier. That isn't the first time that we've seen that. It happened a little bit in the preseason as well. That's a little bit of an issue. And then sometimes he's holding onto the ball a tad too long. But ask yourself this question. Answer it and then give me a call at 412-928-9370. Would the Steelers be 3-1 right now with Russell Wilson? Would Russell Wilson be better statistically 4 weeks into the season than Justin Fields right now? To me, the answer is no. Justin Fields is younger. Justin Fields is more athletic at this point. And right now, the accuracy that Fields is displaying is something that I don't want to screw up or mess with until the wheels fall off the wagon, if they do fall off the wagon. So, and then when Ashley asked him, you know, what's he have to do to give you that assurance, to give you that, you know, he is the hot hand, win and play well. Okay. You're a quarter of the way into the season, coach. Are you not winning? Do you don't think that 70% completion percentage and three touchdowns to only one interception, and that interception last week against Los Angeles was a goofy play that Bud Dupree picked off? That's not playing well? So to me, I think that that says that it's going to be Russell Wilson's job whenever he can be healthy. And I disagree with it wholeheartedly, and I want your guys' take at 412-928-9370. You can also tweet me at JackWTOV9 if you can. Give me a follow as well. Would greatly appreciate it. Another thing that's in and around the Pittsburgh world of sports today, the 11th anniversary of the 2013 Wild card game. Pirates Reds, the Cueto chant, the Russell Martin homer, one of the most electrifying sporting events in this city, in this greater Pittsburgh area's history. I wasn't there. I watched it in my living room at home as a young lad, perplexed at what winning baseball brings to the city I grew up in. And I miss it every day. And I know you guys do too. So if you were there 11 years ago at that wild card game, let's take a trip down memory lane. Give me a call at 412-928-9370. We can talk about the Pirates. There is news there. Bullpen coach Justin Message. That's how you say his name, Joel. I don't mean to put you on the spot. The bullpen Message, Mekic?
I'm not sure. Either,
I think it's Message. Message or Mekic. And then Andy Haynes, both of those guys, looks like they will not be back next year. Is that enough for you? Is that enough to say that the Pirates are, you know, trying to right the wrongs? And there were a lot of them in 2024. So we'll talk about that. But of course, the Steelers will drive the ship today. We got a couple of you on hold. We'll start with Adam in the car. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Jack, how you doing tonight?
Good, man. Thanks for giving us a call. What's up?
Hey, Justin Fields, I'm not 100% there yet, and I think that's got a lot to do with what's been going on around him. I mean, he's had a different O-line every single week, had a training camp where he was, you know, he probably got a lot of reps with the ones because Russ was out, but he still wasn't considered the one. He, you know, has Jalen, doesn't have Jalen. Like, I think his audition should continue until the bye week.
So you're still in the audition phase. You're not in the he's the hot hand, roll with him phase. Am I correctly summarizing that?
I think so. I mean, you just look at the last drive that he had.
Yeah.
That was not good. The rest of the game, or a lot of the game, was really good. And I just think he's still settling in. And, I mean, again, look at the O-line. I think he's had a different O-line in front of him every single week. He's being asked to do a lot with very little.
Yeah, no, I agree. And one of the things, and Adam, thanks for the call. One of the things that and he brings up a good point about the offensive line, you watch Fields move into and out of the pocket and scramble for yardage, he might be having to do that a little bit more. And I'm the concern about the offensive line, and that's something we'll talk about as the show rolls along. But with an offensive line that might struggle, you need an athletic quarterback to extend plays. And Justin Fields, to me, can do that a hell of a lot better today than Russell Wilson can at 35, 36 years old. Once upon a time, Russell Wilson was perhaps the best in the league at it. But, you know, father time catches up to you and you've got calf issues all of training camp into this point in the season. To me, that spells potential disaster with where the offensive line, unfortunately, is. Mike is in the car. Mike's on the fan. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Jack. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, I just curious. You were doing some quarterback comparisons between Fields and last year's quarterbacks, which is extremely unfair. I mean, you're talking about a professional offensive coordinator that Steelers had this year that had success in the league, and comparing the worst offensive coordinator in the NFL history last year in Matt Canada.
Mike, I'm with you, but the thing that, and I don't mean to poo-poo on your take right away, but the play that sticks out to me is the one that got called back in Denver when Fields rolls out of the pocket, throws a rope 40-plus yards down the field and hits George Pickens in stride. Put the offensive coordinator aside, it doesn't matter who it is. It could be me. Is there a quarterback on last year's roster that could make that play?
Yeah, Kenny Pickett. You saw it a lot of times at Pitt. He did the same thing at Pitt all the time.
And that was in college. Mike, that was in college. And Kenny Pickett had...
It doesn't make any difference. The arm strength doesn't change from college to pro.
Well, his arm strength was not well-regarded among scouts. And Kenny Pickett had one of the worst completion percentage of passes 10 or more yards down the field. I'm not having that conversation tonight. Let's get that out of the way right now. Mike, I appreciate you taking your time to call in tonight. But we're not comparing last year's quarterbacks and blaming Matt Canada for what the quarterbacks were able to produce on the field last year. Kenny Pickett was inaccurate, and even more so inaccurate on balls 10 or more yards down the field. That is not up for debate, if you ask me. Elliot's in Pittsburgh. Now Elliot's on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, I just wanted to touch on the whole regard, Justin Fields versus Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching a podcast, not saying any names, but an old player was basically saying when a player is injured, they don't suit up like Russell Wilson does. And it's based on athleticism.
Well, Russell Wilson, I mean, he's injured, but he's also been the third quarterback on inactive/third quarterback. Like, if you look last year, in the early parts of the year when everybody was healthy with Pickett, Trubisky, and Rudolph was inactive but was the third quarterback. Rudolph, I believe, also dressed. So I give Wilson a lot of credit through going through the motions while he's hurt, but he's dressed because he could still enter the game since they changed that rule.
All right, so I won't argue that, but if you look at Christian McCaffrey, he's not dressed, but all right, so to get off of that, as far as athleticism alone, I honestly say that Mike Tomlin made a better decision by putting Justin Fields in the game because just athleticism, he just adds so much more, like he was speaking on behalf of earlier. Justin can extend the plays. He does have a cannon of an arm. And because right now Pittsburgh is kind of like a show-me quarterback type of situation, I think Justin Fields 100% actually showed exactly who he was, and that, especially in that last game. He's only gotten better.
I agree, Elliot. Thanks for the call. One more before we get to a break. I see a couple of you guys on hold. We will go to Rob. Hey, Rob. Rob, hello. Okay, we won't. We'll go to Brandon in Mount Lebanon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going? Big fan of the show.
Thanks, man. What's going on?
Not much. Just want to talk about Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Me, personally, I would like to see Russell Wilson play. I know Justin Fields, he's going to get the nod this week. But just in my opinion from the eyeball test, I think Justin, he relies a lot on his athleticism. If that first read isn't there, he wants to tuck it and run. And I mean, he really kind of can't argue with that because he's just such a naturally gifted athletic guy. But I feel with Russell Wilson playing, I think they'd be 4-0, to be honest. He just plays with such a more rhythm and blues. There's a progression with his passing game. I feel like things would be opening up. He wouldn't be kicking 5 field goals versus the Falcons. There would be more proficient passes. I think more guys would get involved. I think you'd see Van Jefferson playing well. Freiermuth, he'd be involved early and often. Darnell Washington, there would just be so many more options with Russell Wilson based upon his NFL experience. I mean, the guy's won a Super Bowl, and I think eventually he'll play this year. But I like Justin in the future, but for right now, I think we're in a win mode, like a Super Bowl right now, especially with the defense. You know, we have the highest paid defense in the whole league.
Right, and that's why I'm in the camp of you go with the guy that's 3-1. Brandon, thanks for the call. Justin Fields is 3-1. To me, you don't bench the guy. What has he really, really done to deserve to be benched? Nothing. And he talks about Darnell Washington would be involved more. Well, Darnell Washington's the backup tight end, and he already has a receiving touchdown. Pat Freiermuth is the second leading receiver on the team right now, 17 receptions, 156 yards. And I don't know that Van Jefferson would be more involved because Russell Wilson would be the quarterback. I haven't seen that. Van Jefferson has not shown me that it would be more involved in the offense based off of who the quarterback is. I don't know. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Mike and Sean, I see you guys on hold. If you'd be so kind to stick around to the other side of the break, we'll get to you. Where are you at right now on this quarterback situation in Pittsburgh? Has Justin Fields shown you enough to continue being the quarterback for the Steelers? Or you say, you know what? I'd like to see what Russell Wilson has. I don't care that Justin Fields is 3-1. I want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. I also want to hear from you on Twitter at JackWTOV9 and at 937TheFan. A break. We'll come back with more of your calls. I'm Jack Hillgrove. Until 10:35 tonight on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.